This is the Max Kellerman Show. Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. Can Coming to America 2 be good decades later? See, it's 88 was the original release date of the first one. 2021, that's a long time. 33 years. That would break the record. Here are the two that come to mind, and we're going to get to sports in a second. The two that come to mind, sequels that were, I think, good, although others may feel differently, that were at least a couple decades apart. Wall Street Money Never Sleeps is slept on. That was a fun movie, and that came out in 2010. The original came out in 87. So that's over 20 years. And this is under 20 years, but I think it counts because it's like over 15 years and it's good. Rocky Balboa, which I was in. Rocky V was terrible. It's the only bad Rocky movie. Rocky Balboa was good.
That came out. It was a good movie. Great acting job. And you're almost 20 years close. Later. Yeah, but 15, that works. I'll give you that. But we were thinking, B was thinking, you were thinking, I was thinking. I mean, Brendan was looking forward so much to Dumb and Dumber 2, and that really broke his heart, and that was a dud. The Indiana Jones, they tried to make a fourth or third. I don't know how many it was, third. That was horrible. Most movies just don't come out. So I'm a little concerned with the Coming to America 2. Is it a money grab, or is it going to be good?
I don't know. I got Dumb and Dumber 3 right here on this show with you two. They should have cast you two. It would have been a major hit. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. An impressive showing by LeBron. Not enough for the Lakers, whose two-game winning streak ended. They fell to 24-12 overall and 2-5 in their last seven, no AD. And importantly, they are not second in the conference anymore. They are looking up at the Phoenix Suns. And the Phoenix Suns are a good team. LeBron, by the way, and look, I understand he's ailing. He's not going to play tonight in Sacramento. We're heading into the All-Star break. Sometimes you do this with veterans, especially 173-year-old veterans like LeBron James, who, by the way, have not missed a game yet this season, and, by the way, had a shortened offseason, and, by the way, was especially short for him since he just won Finals MVP because he just played in the Finals yet again. I mean, he richly deserves a game off, especially if his foot's bothering him, an ankle sprain. And by the way, when he started connecting from deep yesterday, he started bringing them back into the game, but they couldn't come back on the Suns. You know, I like the Lakers' idea defensively heading into that game. Because not only are they down, like Schroeder's back, and that helped the Lakers, but no AD and then no Gasol and then no Kuzma. Gasol is there, you know, he looks cooked to me, but high basketball IQ, and he was once a good defender, and he's big. And Kuzma, you think of as a scorer, but he's big, he has some size. And you know, you're missing both those guys. Going up against DeAndre Ayton, who's rolling to the basket, and the idea is, like, we're going to stop Chris Paul and Devin Booker. Trap them, do what you have to do. Those guys are going to find the open man. And when the open man is Mikal Bridges or Dario Saric, and he didn't do a whole lot yesterday on offense, but normally Cam Johnson, these guys can all hit shots. They can all make shots. Jay Crowder. Suns are just good. Like, the issue for the Lakers is not, oh my God, the Suns are going to beat us in the playoffs if AD is healthy. The issue for the Lakers is there's yet another really tough Western Conference team. Guys are really good. You just saw, if you're watching ESPN Plus right now, you just saw Chris Paul and Dario Saric hook up. They got a connection going. And Booker, and by the way, what a bogus ejection yesterday. I know in Phoenix, you hear me right now. Like, what did he do to get ejected? Afterwards, the refs say he was complaining constantly. Come on, man. So you tee him up right away? Yeah, he's going to be shocked. He may, you know, let a word slip he shouldn't after that, and you tee him up again and throw the best player on his team off the court. They were controlling the game up like 7 points at the time. But that gave the Lakers life. The Suns went on to win, but Man, that was a bogus ejection of Devin Booker. And Booker's one of these dudes. His game, his offensive game, really reminds me of like a mini Kobe Bryant. Not as athletic as Kobe, but offensively, he can do every single thing you want him to do, including finding the open guy if you send extra help his way. And everyone loves watching Devin Booker play. He puts on a show. Meantime, LeBron, you know, 38 points, 6 assists, 5 boards, and a couple of steals in the loss. And Schroeder, you know, he put up some points, and he's a big addition, but it's like the Suns are the kind of team. If you don't have AD and you're the Lakers and you're top heavy, boy, you can't be missing any other bodies, any other live bodies. You think about comparing the Lakers to the Suns. Best player is LeBron. Second best player is AD. The next 6 or 7 best players are all on the Suns. Devin Booker, Chris Paul, Mikal Bridges, Dario Saric, Jay Crowder, Cam Johnson. I got you want to start arguing, well, Schroeder, I'd take over one of the maybe. By the way, I didn't mention DeAndre Ayton. I'm sorry. I need to put him higher up. So it's like Laker, Sun, Laker, Sun, something like that. Lakers are top heavy. I'm trying to tell you. And that it's smart for them. If AD is available, you can put LeBron with AD. I thought made a great point about this on this program. Was this as recently as yesterday, talking about the matchups and what a matchup nightmare it is for every other team? Coach David Fizdale. Coach Fizdale came on and said, look, if the Lakers are healthy, I still like the Lakers. And his point was the matchups. Look, LeBron and AD. So I just mentioned a Suns team with a lot of good defenders, like legit 3-and-D guys. Or you could talk about a Jazz team who have a lot of good defenders. Gobert and Royce O'Neal and, you know, some big guys, some versatile guys, real dogs on defense and versatile, can switch and actually just defend multiple positions, and guys who can defend in the paint. But the problem with AD and LeBron is you need guys, you need multiple defenders who can not only switch, but guard a 7-footer and a guy who's 6'8". Not a lot of teams have that. You need multiple guys. Like, ideally, you'd have 3 or 4 of those guys. Who has even 2 of those guys? Lakers, if AD is healthy, are a matchup nightmare. And by the way, in the history of the game, I don't know if I've ever seen someone better at kind of spying and hunting and creating mismatches than LeBron, who's a mismatch to begin with. LeBron said it's definitely deflating, especially when you're playing poorly. You got in a good rhythm, and then you get hit with this. Are you worried, Lakers fans? 888-SAY-ESPN. Time for Breaking Moves with the great Marcus Spears, ladies and gentlemen.
Breaking Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Build your winning team today. Go to linkedin.com/sports.
Marcus Spears, ESPN NFL analyst, joins me on the Goodyear Hotline. All right, Marcus, I have to start with the biggest question on my mind. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
This may be a little before your time, but I am really looking forward to Coming to America 2. Do you think it's possible to have a great sequel 33 years after the first one?
I think we have to judge it as its individual self, mm-hmm. All right? Because we cannot have the idea that it's going to resonate like Coming to America did the first time it came out. And you know why, Max?
Were you around when the first one came out? Hold on a second. Were you even born? Were you a little kid? Did you see it on video after the fact? Or how did you come to Coming to America the first time?
Max, I grew up with OGs. You know that. Me and you had this talk, bro. I hadn't seen every movie a kid wasn't supposed to see.
I got you.
When I was a kid.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, got you.
So, just let it be yourself, man. Obviously, it's a sequel, and we know the phenomenon that it is. Movies like lines are still quoted from the first one. So let's keep the first one the first one, and let's just judge.
Are you looking forward to the sequel?
Hell, or you, yeah, I am.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Yes,
I am.
We all
I really
be
am.
Reminded
yeah.
of a time of greatness, right?
You know
like,
what else,
that's what it's
Marcus?
Do.
You know what else? They watching Eddie Murphy and Arsenio in roles where they can really show what they can do is like yeah. The barbershop scene everyone talks about, but a lot of that's because they also got that conversation right. Like back then, every boxing conversation in a barbershop went the same way. You had someone bring up Mike Tyson because he's the new guy. Sugar Ray Robinson, the best pound for pound. Muhammad Ali is the greatest. Then some white guy would say Rocky Marciano, and then he'd get called on it. Oh, you know, right? Like it's always the same. What's that sports conversation today? Right? Like it used to be like Belichick or Brady, but Brady's winning that right now, Marcus.
I was about to say, it's got to be
LeBron or Jordan.
Jordan.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, it's got to resonate in that way. It's got to be LeBron. Jordan, it got to be. I would love, I don't know if it's going to happen. I would love for Kobe to be mentioned in the barbershop conversation.
Yep.
But, Max, listen, this is what I want to say about it. There's so much, like, think about when Coming to America first came out. Like, it's so much media. It's so, like, it's a totally different climate, right? So we not, like, movies aren't having the same type of effect that they used to have. Because you had to go to the theater. You had to wait until the tickets weren't sold out. You had
Can you say the word theater for me? Yo, that is, I've never heard a more gangster way of saying theater. Say theater again.
Theater.
Oh.
The theater.
Louisiana. Go ahead.
Max, I know. I know to call it a theater, but that ain't how I talk.
I got you. Yeah, so by the way, it would be nice to be a person who could get away with it, right? Like, I know how to say theater, but I say theater. And as a matter of fact, it's what you're expecting. That's right. That's right. I want to say theater. Can I get away with theater? I want to say theater. Theater.
Yes, man.
That's, talking
Max,
to Marcus
Max,
Spears, ESPN NFL analyst.
Inclusion is important.
Mm-hmm. Marcus.
What you were saying, bro?
I was saying, identifying who you are. Marcus Spears, ESPN NFL analyst on the Goodyear Hotline here on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. It's a good point, Marcus, that major media, including major motion pictures, used to be much more of a shared experience. You know, it's one of the reasons, here's a segue to the NFL. It's one of the reasons the NFL occupies a unique spot in American popular culture, because like the Super Bowl is maybe the last shared American experience where during that time, no one's time shifting. Everyone from all over the country is watching this. That used to exist much more than it does today. And so in that way, football and big football games bring people together more than anything else, really.
Yeah, Max, it has to. Right. It has to be not only to your point, like we compare it. It got to be something emotionally attached to it, too. Right. To make it the greatest. I tell people all the time, the greatest movies, the greatest football games, basketball games, even in baseball. And obviously in the sport that you are expert in, boxing, if it doesn't hit all of the emotional highs, you feel like you leave without something. Mm-hmm. Like that's when we have conversation. It was a good fight, but something was missing.
Or Marcus, if there's a fight, like the greatest fight I've ever seen is Corrales Castillo, one. But because it wasn't a big shared experience, because not everyone in the world was watching, it's never going to be Ali Frazier one, by the way, the 50th anniversary of that fight coming up. So speaking of this now, the brand in football, like it or not, that most people pay attention to over every other, particularly now that Brady is not in New England, is the Dallas Cowboys. Dak Prescott,
100%.
Marcus, he has Jerry Jones over a barrel because the NFC East has no other quarterbacks. If they get Dak, if they keep Dak, they're probably going to host playoff games for the foreseeable future, right? That's awesome. He's a big improvement over Andy Dalton because when he got hurt, we saw it's not the receivers in the offensive line. It's Dak, right, compared to Andy Dalton.
Yep.
But on the other hand, Marcus, Russell Wilson has pointed out he played for the Dallas Cowboys now, and he's cheaper than Dak Prescott. So can Dak, and we're just talking about shared experience and the brand of the Cowboys, Dak's the Cowboys quarterback. Is he overplaying his hand right now?
No, he's not, Max. And, you know, we having that discussion, man, because, listen, here's what people have to understand. It's only a few times you get a glimmer of leverage as a player. It's only a few times that players get to the point that Dak Prescott is at. The last one, and we still talking about it, is Kirk Cousins. We still talk about Kirk Cousins' money. We still talk about how he had contracts and how he used the tag and then got a deal from the Vikings. Like, it's very rare. That's why we're talking about it, because it doesn't happen. It's just like Deshaun Watson asking for a trade. It does not happen, right? And when you think about this situation with Dallas, it's the absolute soap opera. It's what we're supposed to talk about as a sports media brand, a network. Like, these are the things that are supposed to capture the attention, not because Dak Prescott isn't going to get paid or he won't have the rest of his career or make a big amount of money. It's what you just said. The biggest brand in sports with the most prominent – nobody can tell me. No one in the world can tell me the most prominent position in professional sports is the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, good or bad. We still talk about Quincy. We still talk about guys that didn't have long careers that played quarterback for the Cowboys, let alone the legends. Staubach, Aikman, Romo is a legend at quarterback for the Cowboys. And now Dak Prescott has the potential to be a legend for the Dallas Cowboys, and this is the time where we've had that situation arise where the quarterback and the Cowboys didn't get a deal done.
But see, this is what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying, Marcus. Yeah. Like, stop right there, because talking to Marcus Spears, ESPN NFL analyst extraordinaire, on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. That's what I'm talking about. Dak is not overplaying his hand in the sense that he will get, say, at least $40 million a year from someone, but maybe not from the Cowboys. You know, there are teams that are ready to win now if only they had a quarterback. The Cowboys are not one of those teams. So at a certain point, Jerry's might just be like, look, I can't give you Patrick Mahomes money. Yeah, you're just not good enough. We're never going to win if we do that.
Max, well, say that so we can move on.
Well, that's what I mean. I think Dak has a lot of leverage, but his leverage is not infinite. In other words, if he wants
Max,
to be the Cowboys quarterback.
I would say this to you.
Yeah.
If you just keeping it within the Cowboys' wheelhouse, there's an argument that he's overplaying his hand, because moves can always be made holistically in the league. Mm-hmm. But Dak Prescott, the individual, the quarterback, is not overplaying his hand in regards to his contract, regardless of if it's the Cowboys. Now, if he wants that cachet, if that's important to him, if that's enough to make him make a decision on relenting or giving up some ground that he was willing to stand earlier, that's obviously different. But you cannot overplay your hand as an athlete when you put the tape that Dak Prescott has out there, and regardless of what happens, unless they decide to cut you, which is the best option for you as a player when we're talking about money, is you're going to make $37 million this year, regardless. So he's not overplaying his hand, because technically he already has $37 million in the bank, and then is going to be able to walk out, barring he doesn't have an injury like he had last year, and go get another $130.
He's not
overplaying his hand in any situation.
Well, listen, it's excellent drama. It's great theater, at the very least. Great theater,
theater
Marcus.
Baby.
Theater.
I'm going to use the Max theater. I'm going to use the Max pronunciation. Theater. The theater. But
no,
I'm
I like
theater.
Don't. No, say theater. So much better. Some flavor. Flavor in the theater.
Yeah.
The great Marcus Spears, ladies and gentlemen. You can check him out all over ESPN. Oh, he's on Get Up. He's on First Take. He's on NFL Live. He's everywhere. And on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. You can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com. Coming up, LaMelo Ball just did something only LeBron and Luka have done. And Raj seems to think you spell Luka's name with a C and a K. No doubt. Plus, your calls are next. Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Sports is using technology to take the fan experience to the next level, like having digital fans in the stands. When it comes to hiring, there's one solution that's been advancing its technology for years, ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Max. ZipRecruiter's technology identifies people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the very first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Max. But you got to put the /MAX/Max, or they don't know that I get the credit for you calling. You see what I'm saying? So you got to give me the credit for it, because that benefits me somehow. ZipRecruiter.com/MAX. No doubt is next.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. Yeah, see, this is what I mean about Zeppelin. This is not one of their best 25 songs or 30 songs. Is it in their top 50? That's a great song. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show, presented by Progressive Insurance. Going to get right down to it.
We got you covered.
Let me tell you what I think of these.
No doubt.
All right, let's get this money somehow. I'm getting money doing this.
Let's get this money. Let's get to the rookie. I've been telling you about for months, even before the season started.
Yeah.
LaMelo Ball. He had one of the best months from a teenager in NBA history. Check this out. He averaged 20 points, over 6 rebounds, 6.7 assists. Man, we're looking at a future MVP.
No doubt. And here's the crazy thing about LaMelo. By the way, he's overshadowing Lonzo. Lonzo's shooting about 40% from three and taking a lot of them. These Ball brothers, whatever you want to say about Papa, right? The fact of the matter is he raised kids who play the game the right way. They, like all the Ball brothers, they don't care about their stats. They don't care about a perception of them as a certain way. They just always make the play or try to help the team at any given moment. Offense and defense. I have a lot of admiration for the way they play the game. And so, like, LaMelo's out shining Lonzo right now, but Lonzo's excellent, and he's been playing excellent. And like Lonzo, LaMelo's broken-looking jump shot is consistent. Mm-hmm. Like, if you can repeat the motion and it goes in, that's all you have to worry about. At 19, there have only been a couple of teenagers in recent years even better. Zion Williamson, even better as a teenager, and Luka. But, like, LaMelo's kind of in that class as a teenager. Yeah, I think he'll win an MVP eventually.
Well, in terms of those numbers I mentioned, the only two players to do that as a teenager are LeBron and Luka. So,
Zion. Uh-huh. By the way, does anyone have better passing? Does anyone have a better passer than LaMelo? You know, like, he's already maybe the best or maybe a top 3 passer, 4 passer in the NBA. Yeah. He's 19.
Told you.
You know, the last person to do that was Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson at the age of 19 was, like, the best passer in basketball. And it's very rare what LaMelo's doing.
All right. Let's move it on. Hey, check it out. The Seattle Seahawks should consider firing Pete Carroll if it'll keep Russell Wilson in town.
No doubt. I think that between the two, Russell Wilson is even more important than Pete Carroll. But I think Pete Carroll's a great coach. You know, every year Pete Carroll's teams win double digits, and a lot of times they make playoff runs. So, but if you make me choose between a great quarterback in his prime and a coach who's probably not as great a coach as the quarterback is great quarterback, I'll take the quarterback. And especially at this point where we've seen – quarterbacks have become so important, the rules so bent to favor them, the offense is so designed to exploit whatever they do well, that for the first time that I can remember, a great quarterback may even be worth more than a great coach.
Okay, all right, let's check it out. Yeah, they got a lot of power this time of the year. Hey, real talk, J.J. Watt signed with Arizona for the money, not a ring.
No doubt. If you make me choose between no doubt and Nas, son, I'll say no doubt. But he didn't sign because he's definitely going to win a championship there. But I admire that. I don't think, like, is it really actually competitive to sign with the team that gives you the best chance to win the Super Bowl? Like, in other words, to sign on with the Bucks, right, or someone like that? Or is it more competitive to take a team that has a chance to compete for a Super Bowl and see what you can do there? It's a warm weather state. They have a good ascending team. They have an excellent ascending star quarterback. They have pieces on the defense. They have his old teammate who the Texans traded in DeAndre Hopkins. I get it. I'm not going to say he signed for the money, but if you make me choose between money and ring, I'll say money.
All right, hey, we'll skip the last one because you got some callers on hold here that want to talk about Dak and the Knicks and LeBron, which we had on there. So go ahead.
Jeff in Texas, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Go.
Hey, Max, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Go, Jeff.
Listen, Max, it's a little trivial point, silly point, but I want to make it anyway. Obviously, I listen to you guys 24/7, and the talk is Dak 24/7. I mean, you've covered every aspect of him, what he should do, what the Cowboys should do.
Yeah.
There's one thing you guys are not mentioning. I don't mean you personally. Nobody's mentioning it.
Okay.
The injury. We don't know how he's going to come back from that injury. Even if it's a good outcome, he starts getting arthritis. Within a year or two, he starts missing games. He starts getting hobbled. That definitely affects his value.
But you know what? In a way, it gives him even more leverage in a weird way because when you franchise him, it counts all against your cap. You can't prorate the bonus. So the reason the Cowboys want a five-year deal, want a longer horizon in terms of the contract, is because it allows them to lower the cap hit. So otherwise you say, yeah, you're right, just franchise him this year, then you don't have to worry about the long-term prognosis. But it's such a devastating hit to the cap that they'd rather do a contract. A long-term contract. But you're right. People have not brought up. Everyone just takes for granted he'll be the same. We've not brought up. You know what, Raj? Let's book Dr. Clapper on the show for tomorrow. And let's talk to him about the long-term, like the risk in Dak's injury recurring or what it means long-term.
We'll reach out to LA, one of LA's finest doctors, Dr. Clapper. We'll
give us some Clapper vision. He's on ESPN in LA. Speaking of L.A., with LeBron resting and AD out, who needs to step up for the Lakers? I'm going to get a whole bunch of calls. You hear me, Raj? I'm getting a gang of calls in the coming segment. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. Call or click today and find out if they could save you hundreds on your car insurance. Who's going to step up for the Lakers? Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio. I believe the word is show and not show. I have to check that. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. I hear De La Soul. What's going on, Raj?
Man, let me tell you, 32 years ago today.
Yeah.
De La Soul released their debut album. This was on there. I believe it was called 3 Feet High and Rising. We don't
Three
have
Feet High and
one,
Rising.
Two, and we don't have Potholes in My Lawn because our technical leader, Brendan, isn't a fan of it. So he has this.
Potholes in My Lawn was the best song on the album.
The best one. That's what I'm trying to tell him.
It's not wise. All right, listen. When LeBron finally, with LeBron finally getting rest, who's going to step up for the Lakers? Understand, there are schedule losses. The Lakers are playing the second of back-to-back on the road. And while you say, well, it's the Kings, why is it a schedule loss? No AD, no LeBron. It's your whole roster, really. And by the way, Kuzma, we'll see. They better have no AD, no LeBron. Who has to step up for this team right now? I mean, Schroeder. And I think KCP's got to get something going. Like, Talen Horton Tucker I like a lot. He shoots about 2 threes a game, and he hits 29% of them. Like, for him to take a step into, like, a more valuable rotation piece, he's going to have to shoot it better from distance. And, by the way, he's like an over an 80% free throw shooter. Doesn't take a ton of free throws, but that's really the best indication of how a guy can shoot, you know? And so he should be able to shoot the three better than he's shooting it, Talen Horton Tucker. But I think because of that three-point shooting – you can't rely on him if you're a Lakers fan hoping to avoid a loss. The last game before the All-Star break, second of back-to-back on the road, and no AD and no LeBron. You're supposed to lose this game. But if they're going to win, KCP, THT, they have any other guys with three initials that I could throw in there? But they're all going to have to ball. Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. The Undefeated on ESPN Plus offers fans year-round premium content highlighting the intersectionality of race, culture, and sports. Check out new premium storytelling, your favorite ESPN films, and more exclusively on ESPN Plus. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com.
You heard First Take?
At least it's good to hear your voice finally, because I know I'm First Take. I only hear you on the intro and outro.
Now hear Max's last take.
Steven in Florida. What's your last take, Steven?
Oh, my last name is Lang, but my middle initial is A. But I want to make a quick point. LaMelo Ball, he scored 100 points in the game. I want to skip to that. I want to get to James Harden. James Harden is the closest thing to LeBron James that we've seen. But yeah. Think about this. He's passing just as much he passed in Houston, but he got better players to pass to.
Yeah.
He got Joe Allen, KD, and Irving. So
no doubt, except
go up.
I hear you, except that you're right about that. Who he's surrounded by and how he trusts them will affect things. And his game is, he is the closest thing to LeBron in terms of an overall game, although he also shoots it better than LeBron. But you have to consider high leverage games. LeBron has showed up with some of the greatest high leverage games ever in the playoffs, in monster games. Harden hasn't done that. When they've needed him most, he has not been his best self. He's got to do that too. And consider when you factor in age, actually, the closest thing to LeBron is Luka, when you factor in age. Because it took Harden a while to get there. Luka hit the ground running like LeBron did. Richard in Manhattan, you're on the Max Kellerman Show. Go.
Max, I have two questions for you. 140 basketball players played last night. Who scored the most?
Who scored the most points?
Out of 140 players.
I can't tell you off the top. LeBron had 38.
Okay, question number two. If James Harden becomes the MVP, will he be the first MVP of the four sports leagues to win MVP while being traded during the season?
I don't think so, but since you're framing it that way, I guess the answer is yes. There's never been a guy traded midseason who's won the MVP. Let me think. Andre Dawson signed with the Cubs during collusion, won the MVP in baseball. Is there a football player? No, it's very unlikely it would happen in football. I don't know. Is the answer yes? I guess the answer is yes.
Maybe you can look it up and find out. I have no idea.
Oh, you don't
know? That's a
oh, you don't know. Okay, I got you. I can't say that I can think offhand of a guy who was traded during the season and won the MVP. But I think the fact that he was traded during the season means Harden won't win the MVP.
What about Wilt's been on a few different teams? Was he ever traded? The great Wilt Chamberlain
won the MVP? Have to look
because you know he's won multiple ones and he's been on multiple teams. So that would be my only guess.
It's probably easier just to think of guys who've won the MVP, right? Kobe Bryant. Only got one ridiculously. Shaquille O'Neal, LeBron James, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Moses Malone. James Harden, Steph Curry. I can't think of anyone traded midseason. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
What's going on, Max? Listen, the time to buy low on the New York Knicks is fast. It's over soon, okay, because this is a team that has all the pieces, like you said, economic capital, political capital, media capital. New York sells itself. We have Thibodeau, Leon Rose, and Wesley Williams. They are going to get a star. Don't forget, I'm putting this out there, Karl Anthony Towns is from Edison, New Jersey. It's not just Bradley Beal. There's others who could be coming to the Big Apple. Thanks, man.
If the Knicks somehow got Karl Anthony Towns and, say, Devin Booker, although Devin Booker has a good situation in Phoenix suddenly, but or Bradley Beal and Karl Anthony Towns, they would have something. You get the right coach, whether that's Thibodeau, he's doing a very good job so far, or someone else. You get the right coach with the right pieces around them, and those guys as centerpieces, like legit like MVP caliber pieces, where if they really fulfilled their full potential, they could win the MVP. Yeah. Knicks haven't had anyone like that on the team. Apologies to Carmelo Anthony since Patrick Ewing was in his prime. L.A. with LeBron resting and AD out. Is this just a schedule loss at this point? Coming up tonight, second of back-to-back on the road. Resting LeBron. All right. Coming up, Shanae and Golic Jr. We'll wrap with Paul Pierce tomorrow.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.